This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Elder House opened in Wilmington in 1981 to support senior citizens and their caregivers. 10 years ago, Elder House became the first North Carolina adopter of a model of healthcare called PACE.
Elder House started as an adult day center, and then we opened up a PACE program, which is a federally and state-funded program. And the acronym stands for Program for All-Inclusive Care of the Elderly.
Ashton Andrews is the PACE Center Manager for Elder House.
The PACE program is both community and center-based services. So we provide services both in the home, like aid service, transportation to and from our day center, which is located right across from the hospital, transportation to appointments, physical therapy, occupational therapy, whether that might be in the home for somebody who's unable to leave the home or at our center, dietary services. So we have registered dietitians, speech therapy services, licensed clinical social workers, as well as registered nurses, nurse practitioners, and physicians who specialize in gerontology or geriatricians.
Steve Hess has worked with PACE programs for over a decade. He became CEO of Wilmington's Elder House and PACE program last year.
It really started back in early 1970s in San Francisco as a nursing home without walls, because in Chinatown, there were not nursing homes. And so there was a dentist and a social worker that got together and said, geez, why can't we provide for those in the community instead of sending them across the bay to nursing homes that didn't know their language, didn't know the customs? And so they went to CMS and got, at that time it was Health and Human Services, and got the authority to start a pilot program. That didn't really push out into the mainstream until the mid to late 80s when 10 other pilot programs across the country were started. And then in the late 1990s, 1997, it became a permanent option for the very frail elderly in the country. The state of North Carolina, there was a study commissioned by the legislature to really evaluate the effectiveness through the first 10 years of PACE in the state. That report was just presented to a combined group at the legislature about 2 weeks ago. The recommendation was to increase PACE services across the state, to increase the existing PACE programs, to really look at the expansion opportunities.
Steve says the strength of the PACE program is in its holistic, interdisciplinary, and preventative care. He says the PACE model is more flexible with patient needs than the fee-for-service healthcare model.
In the PACE world, we can start giving you therapy the day we see you stumble, and we can stop the day you die. We are not doing therapy to get paid. We got paid the first of the month. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to do everything we can to be preventative and proactive, to maintain your level of functionality as long as possible. We cannot do anything about quantity of life. Most of the individuals that we care for, we're not going to cure. You know, the diseases they have are chronic and progressive. But we can change quality of life.
That's Elder House CEO Steve Hess. The Elder House PACE program celebrates its 10th anniversary this Saturday with an open house at the PACE Day Center on 17th Street. The community is invited to see the therapeutic facilities, the wellness center, clinic, meet the staff, participate in health screenings, and more. There will be activities for children outside. Find an informative extended conversation with Ashton and Steve, including a link to the legislative study about PACE programs at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.